Just your thoughts overall on the game?
Obviously disappointed with the result. To come this far and not get anything out of the game.
Sorry, man.
To not get anything out of the game was disappointing. They had some great chances in the first half and obviously again in the second, and then we felt we had a couple of golden chances that we didn't take care of. So overall, just pretty disappointed with the quality.
Any thoughts on being back in the Bay Area?
Yeah, it was great. Last night I got to hang out with some people that I love dearly who helped us start this journey with the WSA. So that was really neat. Very special people. So they're kind of half happy today, but that's okay.
Coach, kind of talk about that, you know, from the last time the league was around to where we are.
I mean, obviously we're delighted that we've got another opportunity. Very seldom do you get that. So we feel very privileged to be able to do that. And I think, you know, the quality and the depth this time around is probably a little bit deeper than the first time. The quality of player is deeper. The internationals obviously bring tremendous addition to the league too. So, you know, we want to be good stewards of the owner's money, and we want it to be around, and we want to make sure that, you know, your daughters and granddaughters and those people get the opportunity to be a professional athlete, because it's a pretty special thing.
What are you going to do to regroup to come back against Chicago next week?
Well, we're going to have to go and do some hard work. You know, the problem is our travel schedule is limiting for us because we're on the road a lot these next 3 or 4 weeks. So getting the right amount of balance of work for the team is tough. But, you know, players are resilient. They know when they're doing well and when they're not, and they know, you know, they'll work hard to try and fix it.
What was your read on their goal? It looked like she made a nice read on the pass. She, you know, put it right there in open space, and she ran on it and made the goal.
Yeah, the problem for us is that we're, you know, we're attacking somebody else's goal, and all of a sudden we're getting counterattacked. So I think the problem started way up in the field. And then we weren't compact enough to handle the pass at the end. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff to go around there.
Jenny, can you talk about the PK you stopped? Was that, did you wait to move until you saw where the shot was going, or did you move before you saw the shot, or how did that work exactly?
No, I didn't know which way she went. I was looking to the bench to try to figure it out, but I couldn't see that far. So I just, PKs are you, it's all or nothing. So I held as long as I could, and I tried to fake one way, and I went the other way. And I faked one way, I fainted the other, because, I don't know, it's after years of experience, she lined up straight behind the ball, and she's a very cheeky player, and usually that means she's going to go the other direction from where she went, so I was trying to get her to go the opposite way.
What about on their winning goal, what, from your perspective? Did she...
Bummer.
But what did she do? Did it go sort of to kind of dip over you, or to go a little bit to one side, or what?
Winning the goal. I don't know. It went past me near post. Kind of, I don't even know, like on the ground almost.